It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Tyrus.
I'm Liz Claman.
I'm Greg Jarrett, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. I'm John Saucier. President Biden heading home after a four-day trip to Europe, which included a surprise stop in Ukraine. Mr. Biden, not the only heavyweight moving around the world, though, as we got word the Chinese foreign minister was visiting Russia. Of course, the United States is helping Ukraine, but what if China started helping Russia in this war?
Challenging us in the two-theater war could be a way for both Russia and China to achieve their objectives and diminish our own combat readiness.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
There has been a lot of action off the battlefield as we near the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden trying to send a strong message to Russia that American and NATO support for Ukraine isn't going anywhere. But all of a sudden, enter China, a country that has a very tense relationship with America right now, especially after that Chinese spy balloon was shot down by the U.S. Air Force off the waters of South Carolina. What might they have to gain by getting involved in Ukraine?
China can do two things, at least two things, John, for Russia.
We're speaking today with Rebecca Koffler, who's president of Doctrine and Strategy Consulting. She's also a former DIA intelligence officer and wrote the book Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America.
First, China can supply lethal weapons to Russia to help them fight their war against Ukraine, which could potentially dramatically flip the dynamics on the battlefield. The second thing that China can do is to challenge the United States into a two-theater war. What does that mean? We have obviously a war going on in the European theater between Russia and Ukraine, to which the United States is a proxy party. But then if China goes ahead and initiates a military incursion into Taiwan, we would be obligated by existing long-standing policy, to defend them. And so that would stretch us thin because we have pumped up so much weaponry into Ukraine that we're depleting our own weapons arsenal. That's going to take many years to replenish. And so the assessment right now within the military intelligence community and analytic community is that the United States could potentially run out of critical weapon systems within the first 2 weeks of that crisis, you know, between China and Taiwan. And so challenging us in the two-theater war could be a way for both Russia and China to achieve their objectives and diminish our own combat readiness.
So a potentially mutually beneficial relationship. President Biden has warned China directly about giving aid to Russia for this war against Ukraine. So what do you think the chances are that China actually follows through with it, knowing that they would anger the American president?
Well, China does not care about President Biden's warnings, John. China is interested in pursuing their own national interests. And China has identified in its grand strategy a goal to reintegrate Taiwan into the one China territory, right? They have been pursuing for many years this policy. In addition to that, by 2049, China seeks to become the dominant power in the world, both economically and militarily. That's its goal. And right now, China has identified critical gaps in U.S. security, specifically U.S. aerospace security. In addition to that, our cybersecurity. And really, it does not, you know, value those warnings that President Biden is issuing. And they've been laughing at us, you know, reacting hysterically at the balloon, the so-called spy balloon.
Well, I was going to say, because the president not only did a warning, but he actually took action when he scrambled U.S. fighter jets and had to shoot down that balloon. You're telling me China's laughing that off? Because I know they thought it was a little much.
I do. Here's where China stands in this. What just happened by us shooting down the balloon and then subsequently shooting additional three or four, I can't recall right now, unmanned high altitude airships with $400,000 missiles, China just demonstrated to us how it's going to go about deterring the United States from entering into the China-Taiwan conflict, or actually winning that conflict by depleting our missile supply. Imagine if China sends 20 or even 100 of those spy balloons. It would totally tie up our intelligence resources and our decision-making processes. How do you identify those payloads? How do you discriminate which ones have kinetic payloads, which ones are completely shallow, which ones have non-kinetic, but let's say chem-bio type of payloads? How do you prioritize the targeting? President Biden was paralyzed trying to make a decision whether to shoot down the balloon or not. It's not really about, you know, collection of intelligence. It's about developing proofs of concept and strategies to bypass U.S. Conventional superiority. That's what China is doing. And unfortunately, our Pentagon, NORAD, they are not, you know, up to speed and up to snuff on understanding our adversaries' mindsets and how they go about war fighting. They believe that everybody thinks the same as Americans and fights the same, but that is not true. This is why China doesn't respect us. And in fact, China has said, in China's military strategist, in their doctrine of unrestricted warfare, have written that U.S. thinking on weapons is old-style thinking. China actually comes up with new concepts of how to use things that are not military to use them as a weapon.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin gave a lengthy speech to his nation recently where he continued to insist that Ukraine and the West are a threat and that the war can be successful. So far, it's been a bit of a stalemate, but what if China got involved? We're speaking about all these factors today with Rebecca Koffler. She's president of the Doctrine and Strategy Consulting, a former DIA intelligence officer, and she's got more intelligence and insight on the situation coming your way next. All right, let's focus on Russia. We're speaking with Rebecca Koffler. And Rebecca, Vladimir Putin had kind of a State of the Union speech this week within Russia where he doubled down on his strategy in Ukraine, says he's not ready to change it. What's going through Putin's mind right now as we start to enter year number two of this war?
Right. So what goes through Putin's mind right now is how does he alter his strategy in order to achieve his victory in Ukraine. And here's the outcome of that thinking, of where his head is. Putin has decided to pursue and out-suffer and outlast the adversary type of strategy on which Russia has relied for centuries. What does it mean? In plain language, it's the meat grinder. So the Russians assembled 500,000 additional troops right now, 315 ready to join the fight, 150 in training camps. And so all of this is flesh for that meat grinder with a population of 143 million, which is three times more than Ukraine's population of 43 million. There is plenty of flesh, you know, to be sacrificed for Putin's war. And so that is how he's planning to fight. The second thing that's on his mind is his fear of President Biden authorizing the deployment of U.S. troops into the theater, into the battlefield. And to deter that from happening, Putin just issued in his speech a nuclear warning to the United States. And Russian military doctrine envisions the employment of the nuclear card in the conflict, such as the one in Ukraine, to prevent Ukraine from flowing forces into the theater and dominating the Russian army conventionally.
So it's almost like Putin's trump card is not only talk of nuclear weapons, but possible use of them as well. In that State of the Union speech that we're talking about here, Rebecca, Vladimir Putin says that Russia is going to be pulling out of the New START treaty, the final remaining treaty regarding nuclear weapons between the United States and Russia. How significant is it that Russia is getting out of New START? I mean, they pulled out of a number of other weapons treaties.
This is highly significant. Here's why. The START Treaty has been the bedrock of the arms control, nuclear arms control regime on which the entire world depended for strategic stability. What it does is that it restricts the number of nuclear warheads, undeployed missile launchers and strategic bombers for both Russia and the United States to 1,550, and limits the number of delivery platforms, such as ICBMs, to 700. Well, now that Russia suspended that, Russia can start nuclear testing, which it hasn't done since 1990, and it can start adding new strategic systems into the arsenal, which Putin warned about. And Putin just placed additional alerts on combat readiness of the nuclear forces, meaning that he is looking at this as the battlefield capability, right? It's no longer a deterrent, it's an actual battlefield capability. And so this Putin additionally in his speech linked the two, right? He linked his nuclear posture and participation in the START Treaty with the conflict in Ukraine. So he has loosened his arms, so to speak, his hands, his trigger happy fingers when it comes to nuclear use in this conflict, because he wants to have it in his back pocket just in case the meat grinder strategy does not pull him to the victory.
Let's talk just a little more about Vladimir Putin's hands, because there was reports that there was a little bit of shaking going on during the State of the Union address. There's been a ton of speculation about Putin's health as this war has gone on. I want you to speculate now a little bit. Do you think there could be possible health issues with Vladimir Putin, or is this Western propaganda?
So, John, as a former intelligence officer, I do not speculate. I base my analysis on real information. And so here's my intelligence assessment. I have watched Putin's almost 2 hour speech, right? And his, you know, his hands and everything. And I watch every single one of those appearances. In addition, I also interview medical professionals. And so here's the bottom line assessment. While I cannot rule out the possibility that Putin has some underlying health issues, he does not have a terminal issue that will allow him, or that basically would drive him to drop dead anytime soon. Okay, he doesn't have Parkinson. I specifically interviewed a Parkinson's specialist. Now, all of that, I need to caveat that no Western doctor has ever examined Putin personally, right? And so and Putin is so paranoid that he guards even his, you know, pee and poop. So that it doesn't, meaning that his security personnel collects that stuff into a container when he travels, so it doesn't fall into the hands of Western intelligence services, so that we could not collect a or rather build a composite of his health profile. I do assess that there is an ongoing psychological operations campaign by Western intelligence, which is what we do, you know, usually to dislodge our adversaries psychologically, and so that they make the wrong decision or just abandon the fight. And I believe that especially the British press is acting as the platform for those types of psyops.
Rebecca Kofler, president of Doctrine and Strategy, and she also wrote a book, Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. We really appreciate your insight. And also, you see things differently than we see them, too, as far as those Chinese spy balloons go. So that was good insight. And we appreciate you, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Of course. Pleasure to be here on Fox Rundown.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.